time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates is recovering this morning after liver transplant surgery. 70-year-old Mike Bush had the procedure yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Bush's sister was the liver donor. He was recently diagnosed with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. Bush attributed his recent health problems to medication he's taking for skin cancer. President Trump continues to take heat for his decision announced yesterday to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Former President Obama, who signed the agreement, responding in a rare statement, saying the deal was meant to protect the world we leave to our children, adding the nations that remain will reap the benefits in jobs and industries created.
Correspondent Joe Johns, President Trump says the U.S. could try to re-enter the International Climate Agreement if the deal were more favorable to Americans. Comedian Kathy Griffin is scheduled a news conference today to talk about the fallout from that infamous photo she posed for this week.
An attorney for the 56-year-old comedian says Kathy Griffin will discuss the photo and video she and celebrity photographer Tyler Shields posted Tuesday. The images prompted CNN to fire Griffin from her decade-long gig hosting a New Year's Eve special with Anderson Cooper. Griffin apologized within hours of the images appearing online. They were met with swift and widespread condemnation. President Trump later tweeted that Griffin should be ashamed of herself for posting the images. I'm Scott Carr.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says he will formally enter the race for county executive next week. Berliner will enter the Democratic primary, joining fellow council members George Leventhal and Mark Elrich. Term limits will keep each of them from seeking re-election to the county council. A Maryland state senator who was already accused of taking illegal payments is now facing more charges.
The U.S. attorney announcing a 9-count indictment against Senator Nathaniel Oaks of Baltimore for allegedly accepting illegal payments to benefit an individual on business-related matters. Prosecutors allege Oaks was paid more than $10,000 for writing letters on House letterhead with fraudulent details to help a confidential FBI source obtain federal grants and $5,000 to file a bond request seeking $250,000 in state funds for a project. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. artist will paint the first brushstrokes of a new mural on the side of Ben's Chili Bowl on U Street today, but for now they're not saying what the new mural will look like. D.C. Public Works spokesperson Nancy Lyons.
The Ali family is very much invested in whatever goes on their wall. They're very much concerned about how people interact with their wall.
The last mural at Ben's Chili Bowl included Bill Cosby, but it's still unclear if it was painted over because of his legal troubles. Why are so many D.C. public school teachers quitting in the middle of the school year? That's what D.C. Councilmember Robert White wants to find out. He's calling for a public hearing to find out what's behind the exodus. Since last September, for example, Ballou High School has lost 21 teachers. Well, this year's winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee was so confident, she wrote her winner's speech before she even came to Washington for the competition. 12-year-old Ananya Vinay won last night on the word Merocaine.
She knows what it means.
M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N.
That is correct.
Congratulations, Ananya is from Fresno, California. She'll win to take home $40,000 in cash and prizes. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,144, the Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Nats were idle. They open a series in Oakland tonight. The O's beat the Red Sox, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll start with the better news for Metro Rail riders. Blue Line trains are no longer single tracking, but they had been for 2 hours between Vienna and Stadium Armory due to late clearing track work from overnight. So again, not single tracking anymore. However, residual delays. Blue Line commuters. Now, let's get you out to the roads. Getting into downtown Silver Spring, you need extra time if you use 29 Colesville Road. I'm looking at these delays really bunching up near Sligo Creek Parkway. They head past Dale Drive to Fenton Street. Crews tell me they still have two right lanes blocked at the scene of the crash. If you're getting into downtown Silver Spring, way of Georgia Avenue, that looks great. No delays as you head past 16th Street and into town. Top side of the Beltway, 95, slow to merge onto the outer loop past Georgia Avenue at the exit ramp for Connecticut Avenue. Earlier crash on that exit ramp, now gone. We're very slow getting into town. The culprit, accident involving a motorcyclist heading across the 14th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Before you get to the tunnel, that's where we're still dealing with the accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day coming up today and a pretty decent weekend. Temperatures are going to get warmer, believe it or not. We'll roll on through today with sunshine. It might be a little overcast at times, but not bad. 81, a northwest breeze around. Tonight, clear 59, suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, some showers, maybe first half of the day, high about 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Vienna, 54 in Kensington, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Democratic Party pushes back against Hillary Clinton in the election loss blame game. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is 7:07 on this Friday morning. Yes, you made it. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. At 7:35 later this hour, Tony Abendorf will be joining us. He is a retired Prince George's County police officer, and he was assigned to the police gang intelligence unit. We have a growing gang problem, and we're going to get the scoop from him on that. At 8:05, Chris Horner, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, to give us the lowdown on President Trump's decision to drop out of the Paris climate change deal. And just a quick update for you. We were just talking about Saketh Sundar, the Maryland sixth grader who went to the finals. Apparently the finals were last night. He came in second.
At the spelling bee.
At the spelling bee. Yes. So I didn't say spelling bee, did I? Sorry.
I've never come in second place at a spelling bee, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's awesome.
That's fantastic. 11 years old, National Spelling Bee second place. Congratulations. Good for you.
Good for you.
I'm Mary Walter, and that's Vince Colanese.
Hey, good morning. So, you know, a lot of questions about the president's communication strategy, some of them emanating from the White House itself, this notion that he may be shaking up the communications team in order to convey his message differently, coming back from that foreign trip. So here to discuss that topic this morning is Beverly Halberg. She's a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and knows a tremendous amount about communications. Beverly, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, you know, how would you just kind of, let's get your baseline. What's your quick assessment of the Trump administration's communication strategy thus far in his presidency?
Well, if I can start, I wanted to know what the spelling bee of Comfifi is going to be a word that they're going to have to spell in the future.
Oh,
I'd be curious if that's going to be added to the list in the future. But no, looking at the communication strategy so far, I think there's a reason why people are wondering if there's going to be a shakeup. Even Donald Trump has mentioned that. You have had some resignations, one from the communications director, And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his team doesn't seem to be on the same message. There's a lot we could say about Donald Trump's tweeting. I have a lot of thoughts on that. But I think it's about a lack of consistency of what is said from Press Secretary Sean Spicer, what is said from his secretaries, and then what is said from Trump himself from Twitter. They just don't seem to be on the same page, and that's the major problem that they have.
The criticism that I've heard from Trump's supporters, not the people who just hate Trump and don't care and just like think everything he does is bad, but the criticism I've heard from Trump supporters is, I want the White House to focus on what's good for the American people. Don't get drawn into these DC fights, to this nonsense with the media. Like, just focus on everything you do in your messaging should be targeted towards what does the average American need.
And I would say his speech yesterday when it came to the Paris Protocol is exactly what his supporters are looking for. When he said, I'm here to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris, I think that's very effective with his base. Now, a side note on that, apparently the Pittsburgh mayor made it known that Pittsburgh went for Hillary Clinton in the last election. But we understand the point. He's there for the American worker, and his whole speech was about the economy and jobs. So that type of statement, I think, speaks very well. Where people get frustrated, while I think his base at times does like it when he takes it to mainstream media and calling them out, I do think that there are some side issues that get dwelt on in Twitter. So one example I like to give is when Meryl Streep made a speech about Donald Trump when she won an award, it was fine for him to tweet about where he disagreed with her on policy, but when he attacked her acting skills, when she's objectively a good actress, that's where it just goes a little bit too far. So some of the personal attacks, some of the more petty areas, stick with the policy, stick with what you're going to do to make America great, and that's not only going to keep your supporters, I actually think some people in the persuadable middle may be won over to the side.
I don't know, the most I think I've ever seen Meryl Streep is receiving awards rather than in movies for some reason, but that's just
me. She's a good actress, I'll give that to her, even though I disagree with her politics.
Besides being a Heritage Fellow, you are also the president and founder of the District Media Group, and you conduct media training for members of Congress and CEOs and politicos and other people. And this is one of my big bugaboos with the Republicans. They don't know how to control the message. And what you just said about his response to Meryl Streep, it made me crazy because you were 100% right. Why are the Democrats so good at controlling the message and the Republicans so awful at it? And Donald Trump is guilty of this too.
I think it's a combination. Number one, when I'm working with especially conservatives, they love to get into the nitty-gritty detail of policy issues. But sadly, not only is there not enough time in media, but most people don't care until they know how it affects them. So it's that famous quote by Theodore Roosevelt, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So something that liberals are really, really good at is connecting an emotional appeal to people, whether or not it's factual. So one of those things is thinking through the conservative arguments, how does tax reform benefit an individual? How does our policies on environment benefit the average person? If we can connect it there, and you said something very important, controlling the interview, controlling the narrative, it is about being able to acknowledge a question that you're asked, but pivoting to the bigger picture. And you both are radio hosts. I'm sure you're happy when somebody answers a question that takes it to another part of an argument. That's not seen as something strange to you. It's you have experts on. You're happy to hear what they have to say. So with conservatives, I try to get them to go beyond the question that's asked and get to the larger picture and try to apply that to people.
Yeah, answer the question you want to answer. Get the message out there. But here's the thing. This is not a one-to-one, the way Democrats and Republicans have to handle messaging. Democrats have the best downhill route towards their messaging ever. The press agrees with them. Everything they say in front of a journalist is often just regurgitated and nodded to in bovine agreement. Whereas a Republican sits in front of an interviewer and often has to like have a fight with a Democratic operative, essentially. There's very little equivalency between the task that's before a Democrat and a Republican when they have a messaging battle.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll even say from personal experience, when the health care bill was being discussed, I went on CNN and it was 3-1. I was the one. And my first question out of the gate was, how can you support anything that's only voted on by all white men? That was my first question out of the gate when I was there to talk about healthcare policy. So I see this day in and day out. It's a hard thing if you're a conservative and you're trying to talk against the liberal media. But one of the things that I think is important too is to consider is that liberals also have an easier message to talk about in many respects, meaning it's pretty easy to talk about wanting to give. Like, we want to give, we want to help with welfare, we want to do all these things. And I would say conservatives want to help people too, but it's a lot harder to talk about personal responsibility and helping people find a job versus just getting a paycheck. There are a lot of things that I think in the long term benefit people and make them feel more valued and worthy as a person, yet those are harder long-term really benchmarks that you're trying to find. So it's also the message itself that can be pretty tricky.
No question. When you have to convey a complicated message, it takes sometimes being more than simple in the way you're communicating. Beverly Halbrook, thank you very much for joining us on this.
Thanks for having me.
7:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the ride into town, pretty intense over the 14th Street Bridge, and that's all due to the crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel on the eastbound side, Southeast Southwest Freeway. So, as you pass the Pentagon, just be prepared into that sun glare, too, and in that stop and go. DDOT and crews tell me at last check they had a tow truck on the scene, so hopefully we'll get some additional lanes open here again, crossing the 14th Street Bridge into town. Into that sun glare, also 395 off the Beltway through Landmark slowing. 66 are also affected with the sun glare delays this morning, but a gorgeous morning. No delays off the Greenway onto the toll road, so that looks good. Into downtown Silver Spring, the crash southbound 29 Colesville Road between Dale Drive and Fenton Street slows the commute through that stretch. If you're getting into Silver Spring way of George Avenue, that looks good for everyone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's get to the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, today it's going to be plentiful sunshine, a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 59. And tomorrow's going to be great too, mostly sunny, high of 78 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, 62 degrees in the nation's capital.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
I gotta say, there's always a number of stories that drive me crazy, and they often involve like these millennial concepts of like what's the new hip thing to do. So let's see if you can beat this. This is crazy. Lace shorts have arrived for men.
Well, do you wear them over or under your romper?
I just, they're probably hanging right inside your closet, right next to your man romper. Lace shorts. They're. What this article says, they're inexplicably here, and no one seems happy about it. An Instagram account titled Sparky Baby Official, which goes to show you just how manly this product is, uploaded a photo of pastel pink, blue, and green lace belted shorts modeled by men wearing white socks and sneakers. Come on, ladies. White socks and sneakers, you've got to be offended by that.
And they're wearing tighty-whities because you can see through the shorts because there's no lining in them. They look like table. They look like doilies.
It's
that
disgusting.
You can see through.
It's disgusting.
It's a joke. Please tell. I bet you we find out this is a joke.
Yeah, but
there's
all of this
no
stuff
way.
Starts as a joke, and then it turns out it's just a trial balloon for more nonsense perpetuated on us. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hold it against you if you commit an act of physical violence against somebody who's wearing lace shorts in public. I'm not. I just can't. I'm not encouraging you to do it, but I'm not saying I'm not going to cover my eyes and kind of chuckle to myself. This is lace shorts for men?
I'm going to find the silver lining in this because the pendulum swings, right? So right now we are at the most feminine men being trendy. So that means the pendulum will go the other way. And my kind of guy is going to come in like the manly man, like a guy's guy is going to come in vogue in it. Like 2 years.
Good point. This
everything's going to be like the lumberjack guy.
This is a competitive advantage for that man who doesn't want to wear lace shorts. That's true.
That's exactly what's going to come into vogue, except they'll be clean shaven because these manly men or these feminine men for some inexplicable reason are covered with facial hair.
All right, so but you can't beat that story, can you?
Absolutely, I can. Funny you should ask. So Tinder is another very trendy thing. You don't meet people in person anymore. You meet people online. So this is just a man from the U.S. They don't say where. But he met this woman named Jennifer on Tinder.
As you do on Tinder.
Right? They matched, and they had gone out a couple times. So it was time to bring her back to his house. So he did. And he went to Reddit looking for advice. Help, I hooked up with this chick on Tinder, and she hasn't left my house in 2 days.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, he explained that after hooking up, he suggested, okay, time for you to go home because I have to go to work in the morning. And she said, oh, not so fast. Oh, no. You don't think this is just a hit and run, do you? You don't think I just make booty calls?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No. I told her earlier she had to go before I go to bed because I have to get up early for work. And she said, well, can I stay for dinner? And I said, okay. And then she drank too much and passed out. And when I tried to wake her up to leave, she said, I'm too tired. He says, I'm a nice guy and I hate confrontation. When he woke up the next day, she refused to leave. And he became desperate because he had a date with somebody else that day.
Okay.
And she wasn't leaving.
Isn't the whole point of Tinder not to pick up a stage 5 clinger? I mean, she's like, you've got a squatter living in your house now thanks to, you know, this romance app. You know what could have helped him avoid this? Actual human interaction prior to just picking up an app and dialing up a woman. A random woman you've never met.
Imagine that. And maybe not bringing them back to your place of residence oh so quickly. Spring for a hotel room, dude. Because he eventually had no option but to call the police. He posted pictures of her sleeping in his bed. And after having this discussion with Reddit users, he had to call the police to have her ousted. Officers arrived at his house. They also reportedly found the license plates on the car that she parked outside had expired 2 months ago. But you know what else they found? They found items that she had swiped from him, including his watch and some mail that she took from him he didn't even know was gone. She was slowly sucking this man's life.
That sounds like it was completely worth it. Way to go. I hope that app review it gives it every star it deserves. I do have another story for you, though, Mary.
Do.
This one is, I thought like getting into Yale was supposed to be a tough experience, right? Where you're like, this is challenging getting into Yale.
Yeah.
Well, a high school senior in Brentwood, Tennessee, by the name of Carolina, she had to write a short essay for her college application to get into Yale. And the prompt was, what do you love to do? Like, what is the thing you love to do? And so she must have just looked at her cell phone or something, and she wrote, ordering Papa John's pizza. She wrote an entire essay about ordering Papa John's pizza because, quote, I just love to order pizza so much. The 200-word essay caught the school's attention, and she's been accepted to Yale.
You know what? Seriously, life is just not fair. It's just not fair. I hate life right now.
As you should. Thank you. 722 on WMAL.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Want to undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda? Don't count on Ed Gillespie. Ed Gillespie's an insider K Street lobbyist, losing candidate and failed party boss. Gillespie doesn't support President Trump, and Gillespie says towns have a right to be sanctuary cities, force transgender bathrooms, and take down Robert E. Lee. Ed Gillespie supports illegal alien amnesty, and Gillespie even said he'd veto a ban on late-term abortions. On our side, Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Tax cutter. Tough on illegals. Pro jobs. Pro life. Pro Trump. Winner. 5 times in a blue county. Others promise Corey Stewart gets it done.
I'm Corey Stewart. Ed Gillespie won't undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda. I will. My record of cutting taxes and standing up to illegal aliens speaks for itself. I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for Governor.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
How's that Friday traffic? 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's good on 270. Once you get through the volume in Urbana, really a lot lighter than normal, out of Clarksburg and down to the Beltway. Just really enjoying that trip. No major problems to report. DW Parkway 95 or 29 as you head south down toward Four Corners, but the volume. Here's where we do have problems getting into downtown Silver Spring, though. South on 29, Colesville Road between Dale Drive and Fenton Street. Accident had been along the right side, still with the cleanup. That's why we still have delays. Other area we're struggling, couple spots. We'll start Virginia, 395 North. Jam from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Before you get to the tunnel exit, that's where crews are still dealing with the crash. 66 into the Sunglare through Manassas, Centerville again in Fair Oaks, and 95. Bunch up in Stafford, Aquia, our third accident of the morning cleared out of the travel lanes, thank goodness. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees at 727. All right. So last week, Mary Walter, we were talking about a story of a girl who attends Heritage Academy. She's 18 years old. She's, I believe, scheduled that their graduation's either already happened or just about to. But she got pregnant. It's a Christian academy. Mm-hmm. I believe her class size is only 15 students. But she's, you know, pretty visibly pregnant now. And the academy has a code. They say, you know, you fill out an honor code, basically a code of ethics. And she's in violation of it by virtue of the fact that she had sex out of wedlock. And they decided, in addition to a bunch of other punishments, that she wouldn't be able to walk at graduation. Just not allowed to walk at graduation. But the punishments also included, like, removing her from all the leadership activities. She was out on campus. She was suspended for a couple days. So up until now, we've had a lot of press accounts of what was going on with her, but we haven't heard extensively from the girl herself. Well, that's changed. She's written an opinion piece for the Washington Post, published yesterday, headlined, "I Got Pregnant, I Chose to Keep My Baby, and My Christian School Humiliated Me." And ultimately, she kind of walks through all of the facts that we know about the story. She says that, you know, her dad at the time, after he discovered, told the board, he was the president at the board of the school at the time, and she was not allowed to attend school, quote, "as my principal and the board decided if I would be allowed to return at all. And I would be stripped of all leadership positions. I wasn't allowed to attend sports games to watch my brother play basketball or baseball. And I wouldn't be allowed on campus until after the baby was born." Hotly contested issue last week, but now we've heard from her in her own words. I urge people to check it out. It's a very debated thing. 728 now on WMAL.
There is no better way to relax and rejuvenate than in a jacuzzi hot tub. This coming weekend, the Jacuzzi Factory Truckload Event is rolling into Premium Spas and Billiards in Sterling with savings you won't want to miss. Premium Spas and Billiards is the Washington area's premier hot tub and pool table outlet. The Jacuzzi Factory Truckload Event, this coming weekend, all weekend long. Get the year's best discounts on jacuzzi hot tubs and special financing offers to qualified customers. Don't miss it, because when the truck is gone, so are the savings.
Visit premiumspasandbilliards.com.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Surge of MS-13 violence in the area, very concerning. We'll have a police officer who deals with gangs up in just a moment. 7:30 now, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Maryland House Speaker Mike Bush is recovering today after undergoing liver transplant surgery. The Speaker's sister was the organ donor in the operation carried out yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Bush was recently diagnosed with a serious fatty liver disease. German Prime Minister Angela Merkel says the U.S. move to leave the Paris Climate Agreement, quote, can't and won't stop all those of us who feel obliged to protect the planet. President Trump is getting serious world pushback to his announcement.
Key U.S. allies are telling President Trump they are not willing to renegotiate the Paris Climate Agreement. Leaders from France, Germany, and Italy are all telling the White House there will be no renegotiations in response to the president's comment that he would like to strike a better climate deal. But the president made it clear during his speech at the White House that he's thinking more about key voters in states like Pennsylvania than the U.S. allies that are now disappointed that the U.S. is withdrawing from the deal.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate the travel ban, but there's no telling how soon the High Court may act.
The Trump administration will need five justices on their side to get the travel ban back on track, posing the first major test for the court's newest member and Trump's nominee to the bench, Neil Gorsuch.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. A Pennsylvania doctor arrested at the Trump Hotel the other day with guns and ammunition in his car is due back in court today for another hearing. In the meantime, a judge released 43-year-old Brian Moles on the condition that he stay away from the Trump Hotel and from the White House. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,144, the NASDAQ at 62,47. Sports, the Nationals had the night off. They open a series in Oakland tonight. The Orioles beat Boston at the NBA Finals. Game one goes to the Golden State Warriors. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you fly often for international business? Do you often end up jet-lagged? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3552. That's 877-353-3552. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
At your local IKEA store, we believe that everyone has a right to a lazy summer. That's why right now, you can save on everything you need to make your cool summer sanctuary a reality. IKEA family members can save 15% on all sofas from May 24th through June 6th, 2017. IKEA family membership is free and easy. All you have to do is sign up to start saving. While supplies last, valid at U.S. stores only. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details and start shopping.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. That's been lighter than normal. Unfortunately, now on 355 Frederick Road, car overturn just happened. South on 355, if you're coming up toward the area of Ridge Road, you know that area with a huge shopping plaza? It's called Milestone Center. That's where all the activity is taking place. Again, 355 southbound at Ridge Road. On the top side of the Beltway, here we come off in 95. We do have the delays around in towards Silver Spring. Speaking of, into downtown Silver Spring, there's still a little bit of a situation clearing this crash between Dale Drive and Fenton Street. Looks like only one lane to the left at the scene of the crash. Gets by. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, almost a continuous backup now from the Beltway. Part of it is getting through the sun glare and through Landmark, and then that long-standing crash after you cross the 14th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. So still a little bit of activity there, even though DDOT tells me they have all lanes reopened. DC 295 southbound. We're good out of Riverdale, out of Chevrolet. Delays near 202. All to go south past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real nice looking Friday. Sunshine should be dominant. Any clouds around will be limited, and with a northwest breeze around, we make it up to 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Vienna, 53 in Gaithersburg, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 7:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. If you're interested at all in the President of the United States tearing up that climate agreement, like a lot of people are, then you're going to want to pay attention to Chris Horner, who joins us at 8:05. That guy knows a tremendous amount about all of these climate shenanigans, and he'll be an important resource for you this morning as you get started on a Friday. My name is Vince Colonnais, joined this morning by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us right now is Tony Avendorf. He is a former Prince George's County police officer. He's now retired. He was with the Police Gang Intelligence Unit when it first started in 2005. And who better to talk talk to us about this surge of violence that is connected to MS-13 and a story here with the teenager who was stabbed more than 153 times. Christian Morales was 18 because MS-13 thought he was part of a rival gang, which he wasn't, and I guess they just say, oh, my bad. But 153 times, MS-13 rising in this area. Tony Avendorf, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we know the MS-13, I can tell you, and maybe I'm naive, but I think most parents, most people never heard of MS-13 5 years ago. And now it is here. It's in our face. How entrenched, how surrounded are we by MS-13 members? And are there neighborhoods where people can say, oh, I don't have to worry about it. They're not in my kid's school.
Well, they've been in the DMV since 1996. They first came into Northern Virginia, then they found their way into Hyattsville, Langley Park, but they've been in the area since the middle to late 90s, so they've entrenched themselves here for quite a long time.
So do you think this is a stable problem in the sense that it hasn't, it's just kind of always been the same since the 90s, or is it truly growing? Because we see all these media reports. I remember in April, there was a report out of Lynchburg, Virginia, of a teenager who was absolutely mutilated by MS-13 gang members, found on a country road, his mutilated body. And that was just a shocking moment. And it seems like just speckled all around the D.C. area, we kind of are always getting these stories now about MS-13. Is this a new increase?
Well, it's an increase, but it's nothing new to them. Years ago, a veterano or an older gang member told me that growing up in Central America, when you have to kill something every day to eat, violence is something that becomes immune to you. So killing is something that doesn't even bother them anymore. They use violence as a means to achieve whatever goals that they want. So their propensity for violence is very, very high.
And that just doesn't come from Central America, though. It gets transmitted to young people here. It's not like they all were raised in Central America, right?
Well, no, and you're absolutely correct, because the original influx of gang members actually immigrated to Los Angeles after the Civil War in the 1980s. So you're dealing with second and third generation gang members that were actually born here in the United States. However, there is a large number of Central American gang members that have come over to the United States in the past 5 years or so that have meshed in with the gang members here in the United States. And it's just not centralized here in the DMV. You know, Long Island has seen an increase in violence. The Houston, Texas area has seen an increase in violence. Charlotte, North Carolina has seen an increase in violence. So, you know, the gang is entrenched in well over 40 states in the United States of America now.
Now, as a parent in this area, this is probably shocking to me if I'm hearing this, because I think, oh, my kid goes to a nice suburban school, I don't have to worry about this. But that's not true, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, gangs are not an urban problem anymore. They're everywhere. They're in rural areas. I do a lot of training in the South, in Alabama and Mississippi, and in rural areas in the South, and in rural areas in this area, gang presence is becoming a huge issue. And we tend to sometimes deny that it exists, but we can't do that. And having been in law enforcement for 40 years and now, you know, training around the country on street gangs and doing advanced gang investigations, I emphasize that you cannot take these gang members for granted. You cannot ignore their presence or you will lose the battle.
The President of the United States has specifically called out MS-13 as being an issue that he wants to target. What can the federal government do to assist local law enforcement in actually ferreting out MS-13, and do you see any chance of success there?
Well, you know, in 2005 and 2008, we did a RICO case on MS-13. You know, so, I mean, you know, the RICO Act was primarily used for organized crime, both in New York and Chicago, where I'm originally from. So, you know, it does work. However, you have to keep at it. You know, law enforcement, and I need to emphasize this, law enforcement does a great job. You know, I mean, but you know, law enforcement needs help. Yeah, law enforcement needs help from everyone. Gangs thrive through intimidation. Gangs thrive through
yes.
extortion.
Yes.
You know, gangs thrive through violence. And people are scared.
Yes, sir.
And I don't blame them.
Tony, thank you. Unfortunately, we're out of time on this issue this morning, but this won't be the last time we reach out to you on it. Tony Avendorf, thank you so much for your insight today. It's 7:44 now on WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
If you're looking at your monthly financial statement and wondering what you're paying for, you're not in a true wealth management relationship. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. We give you all the investment and financial planning guidance you need, and when you need it. For a collaborative financial partner who keeps your bottom line in mind, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
7:45 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Chevy Chase, very busy Connecticut Avenue as you come off of the Beltway. Crash up ahead on Connecticut Avenue and East-West Highway. Still a fire truck at the scene there. On the Beltway, Interloop past 355 and approaching Connecticut Avenue, trying to clear that crash to the shoulder. Into Silver Spring, southbound 29, Colesville Road between Dale Drive and Fenton Street. That's another area with unusual delays. We're hung up there to get past the crash. Again, into downtown Silver Spring on 29, you need a little bit extra time. You need a lot of extra time across the 14th Street Bridge, but finally, DDOT and crews tell me they have cleared everything on the eastbound side of the freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel. However, delays from the Beltway. So, not catching too much of a break on a Friday, so I want you to allow plenty of time to get to work on time and get your donut. 395 delays back at the Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day coming up today and a pretty decent weekend. Temperatures are going to get warmer, believe it or not. We'll roll on through today with sunshine. There might be a little overcast at times, but not bad. 81, a northwest breeze around. Tonight, clear 59, suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, some showers, maybe first half of the day. How about 87? I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:46.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
I feel like just standing and being silent because that's what you're supposed to do when
this
music's playing.
We have to think and write.
Yeah. This is a great story.
It's a sick story.
Because it just involves more moronic activity out of another celebrity. This one, who became a celebrity for simply being a game show contestant. Ken Jennings, the winningest contestant in Jeopardy history, is attacking Barron Trump, as you're supposed to do. Not Barron Trump, he says. Let's see here. My quote's cut off. I can't even read it.
I've got it.
Please.
He said that Barron Trump saw a very long necktie on a heap of expired deli meat in a dumpster. He thought it was his dad, and his little heart is breaking. So Donald Trump Jr. came to his younger brother's defense and responded by saying, it takes a real man to pick on an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Yet another loaf from the left, but they will rationalize this away with their usual excuses. He then tweeted out to Simon & Schuster, and because, listen to this, Ken Jennings writes a line of educational books for children called Junior Genius Guides. I think some pressure needs to be brought to bear on Simon & Schuster. That's sick to go out. What happened to the children of the president are off limits? What happened to that? Remember when Saturday Night Live did a skit about Chelsea Clinton and the left lost their minds? Rightfully so. And they did not go after her. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to that? Is it because, his dad's a Nazi, so it's okay. This is sick and disgusting. Simon & Schuster needs to cut ties with him.
Well, it's sick mostly because, I mean, not for a number of reasons, but the predicate to this was that Barron Trump was reportedly so upset at seeing an image of his father beheaded in this Kathy Griffin photo we've been talking about this week that he grew worried. There was a public report about Barron's concern on TMZ.
Yeah.
So what does Ken Jennings do? He takes that news and he's like, I'm going to keep making fun of Barron Trump being upset about seeing his father dead.
He has no business doing anything with children. Zero. And you know what else is ironic? We all know Ken Jennings because he's so crazy smart. And you look at him, you all know he was bullied as a kid, right? Well, listen, I was the nerd kid in school. I get it. I was a nerdy kid. So I get it. I understand that what it's like to be the smart kid and to get bullied. I understand. So, of all people, he should understand what it feels like to be bullied. This kid is 11 years old. I understand that's probably the only person Ken Jennings can possibly take on. I get it. But I'm so done with this whole thing. I am so, and the fact that people on the left are not coming out and saying, hey, the children of the president are off limits, is to me mind-boggling and just goes to show the disease that they have on the left.
Well, speaking as a member of the media, constantly the press tries to keep stories about the whereabouts of the president's young children out of the news. They often do it as a courtesy to the White House, who makes that request. So just like handling the very existence of the first children and where they are, the minors, is an issue that's sort of always talked about. And like kind of like, okay, out of respect, I mean, they're not the elected official, clearly. Let's take care of their existence and just be nice about it. It's a courtesy that's extended to every president. Now we've gotten to the point now where you actually have celebrities, people like Ken Jennings now, just attacking Barron Trump wantonly. Just being like, whatever, I'm going to attack him. No big deal.
I can't. You don't go after a kid. I don't care what your reasoning is. I don't care. There is no acceptable reason.
Luckily for Barron, he's got a good big brother who snapped right back. 751 on WMAL.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
7:53 now. Let's find out how your money's doing. Let's check in with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk.
Good Friday morning. Well, futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The major indices closing at record highs yesterday. Meanwhile, some big business leaders disapprove of President Trump's decision to walk away from the Paris climate deal. Apple CEO writing a personal email to all employees, urging everyone to do their part for the environment. Other CEOs include Disney, Goldman Sachs, Tesla, Nike, Shell, and IBM. Investors get the big May employment report today, and forecasts expect steady numbers with a 10-year low unemployment rate of 4.4%. And this weekend is a big one for weddings. The top things married people say they wasted money on for their weddings include printed programs, wedding favors that get thrown away, bridal shoes because, you know, you can't see them under the dress, monograms, napkins, the guest book, and yes, the wear it only once wedding dress. That list is from Business Insider. Also, it is a get a free donut day. It is National Donut Day. Get a free donut at Krispy Kreme and at Dunkin' and Tim Hortons. You get a free one when you buy a beverage. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
It's 7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's about time to get going, and now you can into downtown Silver Spring. Crash is gone. Southbound Colesville Road as you come up to Fenton Street before George Avenue, so the pace quickly clearing. We are very slow. Connecticut Avenue as you come south of the Beltway, and that continues off and on down the east-west Highway and East West Highway to get to the intersection of Connecticut Avenue due to the crash. On the Beltway, coming off at 270 and past Old Georgetown Road, we're in that stop-and-go tie-up. The accident before the exit for Connecticut Avenue. Sounds like I'm being redundant. Connecticut, Connecticut. Let's get you into town. 395 from Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash at the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's been cleared. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 7:56.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good,
good day. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, Kathy Griffin is having a press conference. It's going to be delicious. So that is coming. Also, Jim Carrey getting in on the act now, too.
And the carbon footprint at the White House is growing as they burn down that Paris Climate Agreement. Chris Horner will join us at the top of the